Well, hey, welcome. Thank you for joining us for another Daily Dose. My name is Spencer Osborne. I'm the pastor of the high school ministry out at the Fallbrook campus. So excited to be diving into God's word this morning with the Daily Dose. Now, there's so much that the Bible has to say about wisdom and about foolishness. And I certainly wouldn't consider myself to be an expert on many things. But when it comes to the verses about foolishness and what the Bible has to say about foolish ways, those verses have a tendency to resonate a little more with me. And there's one verse in particular that I'm excited to share this morning. It's found in the book of James. In chapter 4, it starts in verse 13. Here's the wisdom that he has to share here. He says, "Now listen, you who say today or tomorrow we will go to this or that city, spend a year there, carry on business, and make money. Why, you do not even know what will happen tomorrow. What is your life? You are a mist that appears for a little while and then vanishes. Instead, you ought to say, if it is the Lord's will, we will live and do this or that. As it is, you boast in your arrogant schemes. All such boasting is evil." And then here in verse 17, here's what he has to say about foolishness, particularly when it comes to sin. He says, "If anyone then knows the good they ought to do and doesn't do it, it is sin for them." Now, hear me when I say, sure, you can make the argument that sometimes when we sin, it's simply because we're ignorant. It's simply because of ignorance that we fall into sin, that we fall into temptation. But here specifically, he's saying, if you're a believer, if you have access to the truth, more often than not, 9 times out of 10, when you sin, you know what you're doing. It's a very intentional thing that you're doing. It's a very intentional choice that you have made. I have a friend in particular who is lactose intolerant. And when I say lactose intolerant, I mean he gets violently ill. Anytime he has any dairy products, it's not a good time. To the point where I absolutely refuse to be in a vehicle with this person. I won't be in an elevator. I won't be in a small room with this person. You know what I mean, because it's not a good situation. And yet, in spite of this, he insists on continuing to eat. He loves pizza. He loves ice cream. He loves milkshakes, all types of things. And then it just wreaks havoc on his digestive system. And for the rest of the day, he's completely miserable. And frankly, the rest of us who get to hang out with him are also miserable. But the excuse that he uses, he says, "I know it's bad for me. I know it's not what I should do, but it's so good. It tastes so good." And it's the same thing with sin for us. The problem with sin and the temptation of sin is that it tastes good. And even in the moment when we know it's not good for us, when we know the decisions that we should be making, when we know the choices that we should be making for ourselves, for our families, for our own well-being, for our health, for our closeness with our walk with God, we know the good decisions that there are to make, and yet we choose the wrong ones. Time and time again, when you look at the sin issues of your life, it's a series of different decisions and choices that you're making where you know it's the wrong choice and you make it anyway. And James is challenging us again in verse 17. He says, "If anyone knows the good that they ought to do and doesn't do it, it is sin for them." So it goes beyond ignorance. You know what is right. You know what is wrong. And how often do we choose the wrong thing in life? Or how often do we refuse to choose the right thing because it's going to require more of us? Because there's a certain responsibility that comes along with making the right choices for our life. But a challenge for you today is just start with your day. What are the choices that you're going to be faced with today? Because you know the right decisions to make, you know the wrong decisions to make. And James makes it very clear, if you know the difference and you choose incorrectly, that's foolishness. Don't be a fool. Thanks so much for tuning in today. We look forward to seeing you guys tomorrow.